KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy, windy, and 36 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. Our forecast for today, sky should become partly cloudy, and we'll have a high of 51 with winds north-northwest at 15 to 30 miles per hour. In the news, a House committee has approved the bill that would keep two state mental health facilities open longer. The Appropriations Committee unanimously supported the bill on Thursday. It would require the Department of Human Services to submit a transition plan to a new commission, which would have to give its approval before the facilities in Clarinda and Mount Pleasant could close. The plan would include long-term care details for patients at those facilities. The House committee added language requiring the DHS to submit the plan within 60 days of the bill becoming law. Governor Terry Branstad backs closing the facilities, saying they're outdated. The facilities are scheduled to close within months. Some employees have already lost their jobs. The Senate approved the bill in March, and it next heads to the full House. A traffic stop in Red Oak last night resulted in the arrest of a passenger in the vehicle. Red Oak police say 28-year-old Lavelle Joseph Ward of Red Oak was arrested at around 10 p.m. for possession of drug paraphernalia after a canine detected the odor of narcotics coming from inside the vehicle. Ward was later released from the scene on a citation. The paraphernalia was seized into evidence. A report released Tuesday by the State Auditor's Office made a series of recommendations for the city of Walnut after finding some issues in how the city documented its spending. The Daily Nonpareil says State Auditor Mary Moseman's procedures report reviewed the city's internal controls from July 1, 2013 to June 30, 2014, including the city council's meeting minutes, financial reports, funds, debt, and more. One issue discovered was the Capital Projects Housing Rehabilitation Fund, which had a deficit balance of $2,399 as of June 30, 2014. The report recommended the city should investigate alternatives to eliminate the deficit balance. City Clerk Terry Abel told the paper the fund was a housing program the city once had in effect and that it had spent a bit more than anticipated. She said it was a simple matter of bookkeeping, transferring the deficit to another account. Another issue was documentation not readily available to support one of 30 disbursements tested in the amount of $69, but the documentation was later obtained, according to the report. That includes handling cash, investments, receipts, disbursements, payroll, and more. The report, however, said that separation is difficult to establish due to a limited number of employees. Cass County Auditor and Election Commissioner Dale Sunderman reports a special city election will be held in the city of Griswold on May the 5th. Voters decide on that time whether or not the mayor's term will change from 4 years to 2 years. The polling precinct will be the Griswold Community Building. Any questions regarding the reason for the public measure may be directed to the city of Griswold. A Pottawatomie County man who had been facing kidnapping charges in connection with the abuse of his developmentally delayed adult son has reached a plea agreement with prosecutors and been sentenced to 10 years in prison. According to the Omaha World-Herald, 43-year-old James W. Byer of Council Bluffs pleaded guilty Thursday to a felony neglect of a dependent person charge and was sentenced by 4th District Court Judge Gregory Stensland. Byer was accused of abusing his 21-year-old son in early 2013. As part of the plea agreement, charges connected with the fraudulent cashing of the son's Social Security checks were also dropped, according to Kevin Vandershill of the U.S. Attorney's Office. Two others were also prosecuted in the case, Byer's wife Rebecca and her son Ryan Smith. Rebecca Byer was convicted of first-degree kidnapping and other charges last July. She died from cancer last month while serving her life sentence in prison. Smith pleaded guilty last May to a misdemeanor accessory charge and was sentenced to 180 days in jail. In the funeral announcements, Charlotte Ann Neumeister Miller, age 76 of Red Oak, died Saturday. Funeral services for Charlotte Miller will be today at 10:30 at the Oak Community Church in rural Mills County. Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak has arrangements. Cecil Keller, age 84 of Greenfield, died Monday in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Cecil Keller will be today at 2 o'clock at the Stuart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Margaret Dennis, age 95 of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Margaret Dennis will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Lorraine Hoig, age 92 of Exira, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Lorraine Hoig will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Molly Farrell, age 88 of Atlantic, died March 28th. A prayer service for Molly Farrell will be at noon tomorrow at the Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic. Phyllis Piper, age 83, of State Center and formerly of Des Moines and Greenfield, died Sunday. Graveside services for Phyllis Piper will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Raymond Wilson, age 81, of Council Bluffs, died Tuesday in Glenwood. A visitation for Raymond Wilson will be tomorrow from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Raylene Knudsen, age 58, of Carroll, died Wednesday. A celebration of life memorial service for Raylene Knudsen will be on Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Mildred Lucian, age 90, of Portsmouth, died Wednesday. A massive Christian burial service for Mildred Lucian will be on Monday at 10:30 at the St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Clifford Ellison, age 52, of Wyota, died Wednesday. Memorial services for Clifford Ellison will be on Monday at 1 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Evelyn Bergstrom, age 79, of Harlan, died Wednesday. Memorial services for Evelyn Bergstrom will be on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Yvonne Jensen, age 78, of Kimbleton, died Wednesday in Omaha. A funeral service for Yvonne Jensen will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Earl Fisher, age 87, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Private services will be held for Earl Fisher. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And Philip Phil James Cullen, age 79, of Wyota, died March 26th in Arizona. Services for Phil Cullen are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.